The SROs, A Shame and Embarrassment for New York. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Robert Hamburger spent 1 year tracing the daily lives of the poor and mentally ill who live in the single-room occupancy hotels on Manhattan's Upper West Side. The result is a chilling chronicle called All the Lonely People.
If you look at it, the front page of the Times on any given day, you see comfortably employed white men shaking hands with other comfortably employed white men or having a dispute with them. And the day-to-day life of poor people and black people and disadvantaged people isn't considered daily news.
Hamburger's account might be called a nonfiction novel because he used his imagination in an attempt to capture the inner experiences of his subjects.
As big a strain as writing it might have been on me, I had my ticket out. And I say in the introduction, I said, I gave 2.5 years of my life to this book, but the people in it are giving their lives.
How did the SROs come about?
During the early years of the Kennedy administration, a national blue ribbon presidential panel looked into mental institutions and came up with a very passionate and compelling document which argued that anyone who was well enough should be moved out of these mental institutions.
The result was deinstitutionalization.
This new attitude was made possible by the development of miracle drugs, tranquilizers, mood elevators. The magic of chemistry was going to take the place of straitjackets and bars on the walls.
Hamburger says it was a great idea, but it failed.
Instead of placing these people in livable environments where they might have mixed and mingled with the community and gone about their business, they were dumped into these hotels.
Robert Hamburger, author of All the Lonely People. On my next BookBeat report, a closer look at the people who inhabit the SROs. I'm Don Swaim. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Robert Hamburger tagged along with a medical outreach team to get to know the residents of a single-room occupancy hotel on Manhattan's Upper West Side. The lives of the visible but somehow unseen SRO residents are graphically pictured in Hamburger's book, All the Lonely People.
When I started this book, there were probably 70,000 people living in SROs. Now that number is probably closer to 20,000. At the same time, the number of homeless people has increased.
Hamburger spent 8 hours a day for a year with the SRO people, most of them mental patients.
Not only did I visit the people, but occasionally they would visit me in my building, which was wonderful and I guess a kind of social comedy. People in the elevator in my building would look on these people with scorn and occasionally hold their breath.
Hamburger did not hide the fact that he was writing about the SRO people, and he says they were proud and eager to participate.
At a certain point, our lives just started overlapping. Someone would have a drinking crisis and drop by my place at 6 o'clock in the morning looking for help. I sometimes felt lonely and in need of company myself, and I would drop by and visit one of my friends in the hotel.
After the book was published, Hamburger gave a copy to each of his new friends, one a street hustler known as Young Blood.
Young Blood grabbed the book, and he went racing through the lobby of the hotel, and he said, look at this, look at this. He said, this is a serious book. This is a $16 book. He said, no one writes a $16 book with 300 pages unless they got a lot to say. And I'm in it. And all of you should buy it. And he was saying this to the zombies and crazies wandering around the lobby of the hotel.
Robert Hamburger has finished his book, All the Lonely People, but he has not finished his relationship with the people at the SRO.
They're my friends, and I just have to stay in touch.
I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.